of income. Some of these include 1. Passive incomes are often not permanent incomes. Get it right. Some online passive incomes may last for years, decades, or even centuries. They can, however, never be permanent. This is because all forms of income eventually dry up at one given point or another for a reason. 2. It is not a one-time lump sum payment. Some incomes, such as inheritance, sale of assets like pieces of land, or sale of stocks, are one-time lump sum payments. This is not the case with passive income, since a passive income source is a source of income that has a sense of continuity over a certain period. 3. Some passive incomes are semi-passive. You may be your own boss, but you will need to do some work, even if it's management, although you will not receive pay for maintaining your investment. For example, if you build a house and rent it out, you will definitely receive your passive income from the tenants, but when they move out, you will have to invest some energy, money, and time to maintain the vacated premises and seek other tenants. 4. Passive income streams need maintenance. Whether it is checking emails or paying taxes on your passive income, you have to do some of these activities for maintenance since they keep your source of passive income going. 5. Your passive income might be another person's active income. No matter what kind of online business you invest in, you will have to hire people to do some work that helps you to earn your passive income. In other words, your passive income builds on leveraging other people's active income to succeed. For example, if you have a freelance writing marketplace, for instance, you will have to hire some people who will be writing or editing your articles. You will have to pay them. Hence, they will receive active income, but their work is what will help you earn a passive income. Now that we have established these critical things about passive income streams, the next thing we have to consider is why the internet is the best way to create multiple passive income streams. Why the internet? The internet as a way to earn passive income. Online investments are a true deal. If you are doubtful of this, just look at Mark Zuckerberg, the creator of Facebook. Can you guess his worth? He is worth about $53.5 billion, and his worth is rapidly increasing on a day-by-day basis. Do you know what perhaps makes Facebook, which has been in business for slightly over 13 years, founded in 2004, such a huge success? Well, because it is deployed on a massive scale through the internet, all that the employees at Facebook need to do is keep the system functional. System in this case is website, servers, new functionalities, etc. And the rest is income being made on autopilot. No one goes to a Facebook offline shop to make a payment. Everything is done automatically. Well, you don't have to create the next Facebook. The point I'm making here is that once deployed, the earning potential is literally limitless. Another online source of passive income is music. Look at Justin Bieber, a teen pop singer whose career started through YouTube. Over the last 2 years, Bieber has earned more than $108 million. Carmen is another pop duo who signed a $1 million deal with Chris Brown after their cover of the original Look at Me Now went viral and generated more than 100 million views. When it comes to blogs and websites, look at John Woo, the founder of Bankaholic.com website. In 2008, he managed to sell his website for $14.9 million. That's not all. In 2010, Michael Arrington sold his entrepreneurial tech blog site, TechCrunch, to AOL for a staggering $30 million. We cannot forget to mention fashion bloggers such as Leandra Medine. Medine founded the Man Repeller blog. Her website grew so popular that it gave birth to two jewelry lines, collaboration with Danny Joe and Del Toro, earning her $325,000. Sophia Amoruso, the founder of Nasty Gal online clothing store, started by selling vintage items on eBay, a project that built her fan base. And upon outgrowing her platform, she started her own clothing store. Today, the Nasty Gal clothing store is worth $130 million. Authors earn a passive income too. For example, Louise Ross, the author of the romance thriller